Today, I want to share with you a message of hope and encouragement. We all face storms in our lives, trials, challenges, and moments of despair. But amidst the darkest clouds, there is a glimmer of light, a promise of victory that comes from our faith in the Almighty. I believe that God is about to turn your storm into victory, and He has given us unique signs to recognize His mighty work in our lives. So keep watching until the end and open your hearts to these words, and do not forget to subscribe to this channel. May God bless you and those around you. Now let's delve deeper into the sign of clarity in chaos. In life, we often find ourselves engulfed in chaos. Uncertainty, doubt, and confusion clouding our minds like a thick fog. We struggle to make sense of our circumstances, grasping for clarity amidst the chaos. It's during these moments that God's intervention becomes most apparent. Imagine being lost in a dense forest, unable to discern the right path forward. Suddenly, a light breaks through the trees, illuminating the way ahead. In that moment, confusion gives way to clarity, and you see your surroundings with newfound understanding. This is akin to the clarity that God brings into our lives. God's wisdom is like a beacon of light, cutting through the darkness of our confusion. It enables us to see beyond the immediate challenges and perceive our circumstances from a higher perspective. With clarity comes discernment, the ability to recognize God's guiding hand amidst the chaos. When God grants us clarity in the midst of our storms, He is not merely providing a temporary reprieve from confusion. Rather, He is leading us out of the storm altogether. His wisdom illuminates our path, showing us the way to safety, to peace, to victory. This clarity often comes through prayer, meditation on His word, and seeking guidance from wise counsel. As we draw near to God in faith, He imparts His wisdom to us, enabling us to navigate even the most turbulent waters with confidence and assurance. Moreover, clarity in chaos is not just about understanding our circumstances. It's also about understanding ourselves and our relationship with God. As the fog of confusion lifts, we gain insight into who we are and who God is calling us to be. We recognize His purpose for our lives and align ourselves with His will. But clarity in chaos doesn't always mean that the storm immediately dissipates. Sometimes, God allows us to walk through the storm with newfound clarity, trusting in His guidance every step of the way. Yet, even in the midst of adversity, we can have peace knowing that God is leading us towards a brighter tomorrow. So, my friends, when you find yourself amidst the chaos of life, remember this. God's wisdom is your guiding light. Trust in His guidance. Seek His clarity, and know that He is leading you out of the storm and into the glorious victory that awaits. My dear friends, let's delve deeper into the sign of renewed strength, a profound indicator of God's empowerment in our lives. Life's journey often takes us through valleys of weariness and exhaustion. There are moments when the burdens we carry seem too heavy, and the road ahead appears daunting. Yet, in the midst of this fatigue, something remarkable happens. A surge of strength rises within us, empowering us to press on, despite our weariness. This renewed strength is not merely physical. It penetrates the depths of our souls, infusing us with a resilience that defies logic and surpasses human understanding. It is the kind of strength that enables a mother to keep going, despite sleepless nights, caring for her child, or a worker to persevere through long hours to provide for their family. It is the inner fortitude that emboldens a student to study tirelessly for exams, or an individual to navigate through the complexities of life's challenges. But where does this strength come from? It is not born of our own efforts or sheer willpower. No, it is a divine impartation, a gift from above. It is the Spirit of God breathing life into our weary souls, revitalizing our spirits with his power and grace. In the Bible, Isaiah 40:31 declares, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." This verse speaks to the promise that when we place our trust in God, he renews our strength. Like eagles soaring effortlessly in the sky, we find ourselves empowered to rise above our circumstances, to run with perseverance, and to walk with unwavering faith. Renewed strength is not just a temporary burst of energy. It is a sustained empowerment that carries us through the darkest valleys and the fiercest storms. It is the assurance that we are not alone in our struggles, for the God of all strength walks beside us, infusing us with his might. When you feel that renewed strength welling up within you, take it as a sign that God is at work in your life, equipping you for the journey ahead. It is his way of reminding you that his power is made perfect in your weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:9, and that you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you, Philippians 4:13. So, my dear friends, when you find yourself weary and worn out, when the challenges of life threaten to overwhelm you, remember this. God is your source of strength. He will renew your strength like the eagles, enabling you to soar above the storms and emerge victorious on the other side. My dear brothers,
the best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And sisters, let us reflect on the powerful sign of persistent hope, a beacon of light that shines even in the darkest of time. Hope is a remarkable force within us, an unwavering belief in the promise of better days ahead. Despite the storms that rage around us, it is the flicker of light that refuses to be extinguished, burning bright like a flame in the darkness of despair. In the face of adversity, when all seems lost and despair threatens to engulf us, it is hope that keeps us anchored in the love and faithfulness of God. Hope is not a mere wishful thinking or a naive optimism. It is a confident expectation based on the unchanging character of our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Our hope is not founded on shifting sands or uncertain promises. It is rooted in the unshakable faithfulness of God. He who promised is faithful to fulfill his word, and his love never fails, even when circumstances seem bleak and the road ahead appears daunting. God's promises remain steadfast and true. His love is a constant presence that sustains us through every trial and tribulation. As the psalmist declares in Psalm 42, 5, "My soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." When you find that persistent hope burning bright within you, take it as a sign. A sign that God is at work in your life, weaving a beautiful tapestry of redemption and restoration. It is his promise of better days ahead, a future filled with hope and blessings beyond measure. So, my dear friends, cling to hope with unwavering faith, for it is the anchor of our souls, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:19. Let it be the guiding light that leads you through the darkest valleys and into the glorious light of God's presence. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and let hope continue to burn bright within your hearts. Now let's delve into the profound sign of unexplainable peace, a peace that transcends the chaos and turmoil of this world. In the midst of life's storms, when the winds of uncertainty howl and the waves of adversity threaten to overwhelm us, there comes a moment when a calm settles within our hearts, a peace that defies logic and surpasses human comprehension. This peace is not contingent upon favorable circumstances or the absence of trials. It is a peace that reigns supreme, even in the midst of chaos. A peace that remains steadfast when everything around us is in turmoil. It is the peace that Jesus spoke of when he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John 14:27. But what is the source of this unexplainable peace? It is the presence of God himself dwelling within us. It is his Spirit whispering words of comfort and assurance, reminding us that he is in control, that he is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. In Philippians 4:7, we are told that this peace surpasses all understanding. It is a peace that cannot be comprehended by human reasoning or intellect. It is supernatural in nature, flowing from the depths of God's love and grace. When you experience this unexplainable peace settling within your heart, take it as a sign that God is at work in your life. It is his way of reassuring you that he is with you in the midst of the storm, guiding you with his peace that surpasses all understanding. This peace doesn't mean that the storm will immediately cease or that the challenges will disappear overnight. Rather, it is the assurance that no matter what you face, you are held securely in the palm of God's hand, and his peace will sustain you through every trial and tribulation. So, my dear friends, when you find yourself surrounded by chaos and uncertainty, when anxiety threatens to consume you, turn to the Prince of Peace, who offers you his unexplainable peace. Let it guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, knowing that nothing can separate you from his love and his presence. My dear brothers and sisters, let us reflect on the powerful sign of persistent hope, a beacon of light that shines even in the darkest of times. Hope is a remarkable force within us, an unwavering belief in the promise of better days ahead despite the storms that rage around us. It is the flicker of light that refuses to be extinguished, burning bright like a flame in the darkness of despair. In the face of adversity, when all seems lost and despair threatens to engulf us, it is hope that keeps us anchored in the love and faithfulness of God. Hope is not a mere wishful thinking or a naive optimism. It is a confident expectation based on the unchanging character of our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Our hope is not founded on shifting sands or uncertain promises. It is rooted in the unshakable faithfulness of God. He who promised is faithful to fulfill his word, and his love never fails. Even when circumstances seem bleak and the road ahead appears daunting, God's promises remain steadfast and true. His love is a constant presence that sustains us through every trial and tribulation. As the psalmist declares in Psalm 42:5, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." When you find that persistent hope burning bright within you, take it as a sign that God is at work in your life, weaving a beautiful tapestry of redemption and restoration. It is his promise of better days ahead, a future filled with hope and blessings beyond measure. So, my dear friends, cling to hope with unwavering faith, for it is the anchor of our souls, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:19. Let it be the guiding light that leads you through the darkest valleys and into the glorious light of God's presence. My friends, let's dive into the sign. Preparation season, a time when God intricately molds and shapes us for the victories that lie ahead. Often, before we can fully experience the triumphs and blessings God has in store for us, he leads us through a period of preparation, a season marked by pruning, refining, and strengthening of our character. During this season, it may seem as though we are being stretched beyond our limits, as if the trials and challenges we face are insurmountable. But in reality, God is using these experiences to prepare us for the greater things he has planned for our lives. Just as a skilled craftsman meticulously shapes a piece of clay, or a gardener carefully prunes a vine to bear more fruit, God is refining us to fulfill his purposes with excellence. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of individuals who endured seasons of preparation before stepping into their divine destinies. So, during our own seasons of preparation, God may be pruning away the things in our lives that hinder our growth, habits, attitudes, or relationships that weigh us down and prevent us from reaching our full potential. He may be refining our character, molding us into vessels fit for his use, and strengthening our faith muscles so that we can withstand the storms that lie ahead. It's crucial to embrace this season of preparation rather than resist it, for it is a sign that greater things are yet to come. Just as the caterpillar must endure the darkness and confinement of the cocoon before emerging as a beautiful butterfly, so too must we endure the refining fire of God's love to become vessels of honor in his kingdom. So, my dear friends, if you find yourself in a season of preparation, take heart and trust in the faithfulness of God. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Embrace the process, knowing that God is preparing you for victories beyond your wildest dreams. May you find strength and encouragement in the knowledge that God is with you every step of the way, guiding you through this season of preparation and into the abundant blessings he has in store for you. Keep your eyes fixed on him, and he will lead you into the fullness of his purposes for your life. My beloved brothers and sisters, let us explore the profound significance of prophetic confirmation, a divine affirmation of God's promises to us, delivered through dreams, visions, or the words of trusted spiritual leaders. When God speaks directly to our hearts, confirming his plans and purposes for our lives, it is a sign for us to hold on to his word with unwavering faith. Throughout history, God has communicated with his people in various ways, often using dreams and visions to reveal his will and direction. In the book of Joel, God promises, "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions." Joel 2. 28. These prophetic experiences serve as a means for God to confirm his promises and provide guidance to his children. Additionally, God often speaks through trusted spiritual leaders, pastors, mentors, or wise counselors who are attuned to his voice and are vessels of his revelation. These individuals may impart words of wisdom, encouragement, or correction that align with God's plans for our lives, serving as instruments of prophetic confirmation when we receive such confirmation from God, whether through dreams, visions, or the words of spiritual leaders. It is crucial that we hold on to his word with unwavering faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." We can trust in the faithfulness of God to fulfill his promises, even when circumstances may seem uncertain or challenging. Prophetic confirmation serves as a beacon of light in the midst of darkness, a reminder that God is actively at work in our lives, guiding us and directing our steps according to his divine plan. It is a call to faithfulness and obedience, urging us to align our hearts with God's purposes and to walk in his ways. It's essential to discern the source of any prophetic confirmation, ensuring that it aligns with the truth of God's word and the principles of his kingdom. God will never contradict himself or lead us astray, so we must prayerfully seek his guidance and discernment when interpreting prophetic messages. So, my dear friends, when you receive prophetic confirmation from God, whether through dreams, visions, or the words of trusted spiritual leaders, take it as a sign to hold on to his promises with unwavering faith. Trust in the faithfulness of God to fulfill his word, knowing that he who promised is faithful. Now, let us reflect on the sign of favor and open doors, a tangible manifestation of God's grace and provision in our lives. When doors that were once closed suddenly swing open and opportunities abound in abundance, it is a clear sign of God's favor, paving the way for your success and breakthrough. In the journey of life, we encounter countless obstacles and challenges that may seem insurmountable. There are moments when it feels as though every door is closed, every pathway blocked. Yet, when we least expect it, God steps in and orchestrates divine interventions, opening doors that no man can shut and ushering us into seasons of abundance and blessing. The Bible is replete with examples of God's favor and open doors in the lives of his people. From Joseph, who was elevated from a prison cell to the palace of Pharaoh, to Esther, who found favor in the sight of King Xerxes and saved her people from destruction, God's hand of favor has been evident throughout history. When God's favor rests upon us, we experience a supernatural alignment of circumstances that propel us towards our destiny. Opportunities present themselves in unexpected ways. Doors swing open effortlessly, and blessings overflow in abundance. It is as if the very universe conspires in our favor, working together for our good, according to God's purposes. But we must recognize that God's favor is not arbitrary or capricious. It is bestowed upon those who walk in obedience and righteousness before him. As the psalmist declares in Psalm 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." When you experience God's favor and open doors in your life, do not attribute it to mere coincidence or luck. Instead, Recognize it as a manifestation of His grace and provision, paving the way for your success and breakthrough. It is God's way of affirming His love for you and His commitment to fulfilling His promises in your life. So, my dear friends, when you encounter open doors and opportunities abound, give thanks to God for His favor upon you. Walk boldly through those doors, trusting in His guidance and provision every step of the way. And remember, the same God who opened those doors will also equip you to walk in victory and abundance. My dear friends, let's reflect briefly on the sign of restoration and redemption in our lives. When God takes the broken pieces of our lives and weaves them into a beautiful tapestry of His grace and glory, it's a sign that victory is within reach. Throughout history and in our own experiences, we witness God's remarkable ability to restore what was lost and redeem every trial for His glory. Whether it's the story of Job receiving double blessings after tremendous loss, or the prodigal son welcomed back into his father's arms with open arms, God's heart is inclined towards restoration and redemption. When God restores, He doesn't just patch things up. He transforms them into something more beautiful than we could imagine. And when He redeems, He showcases His power to bring good out of even the most challenging circumstances. So when you experience God's restoration and redemption, see it as a sign of His faithfulness and a reminder that He can make all things new. Trust in His timing and His plan, knowing that He's with you, working all things together for your good. May you experience the fullness of God's restoration and redemption in your life. And may it serve as a testimony of His love and faithfulness. My beloved, as we journey through life storms, let us hold fast to these signs of God's imminent victory. Though the winds may howl and the waves may crash, our faith remains unshaken, for we serve a God who turns every storm into a testimony of His goodness and grace. Trust in Him, for He who promised is faithful, and He will surely turn your storm into victory.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey y'all, life's journey is filled with change, growth, and exciting new chapters. Whether you're welcoming a new family member, stepping into a new city, or chasing after your biggest dreams, you need a ride that's built with more space for the grand challenges ahead. The Toyota Grand Highlander is made for those who embrace every twist and turn. With advanced safety features, innovative tech, and a bold, sophisticated design, it's the SUV that adapts with you with room to spare. This spacious beauty seats up to 8, gives you up to 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space, and has a diverse engine lineup, available in gas or hybrid options, including the powerful 362-horsepower Hybrid Max. Plus, available all-wheel drive means you'll have confidence no matter where life takes you. Ready to take on your dreams? The Grand Highlander is more than a vehicle. It's your partner in embracing all life throws at you. From daily routines to unexpected adventures, it's up for every grand challenge. Learn more at toyota.com/Grand Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.